This is season four of What's Up Warriors. I'm DJ King.
I'm DJ Mike.
Welcome back. What's up, Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of What's Up Warriors. I'm here with three guests. DJ Mike is unfortunately not in the studio due to this episode. He is currently in the hospital as we are recording this, so may he do well. We got Mr. Travis Scoot over to my left.
What's up?
We got the sad thing is we were all talking about what our names would be again, and Travis Scoot, since his favorite rapper is Travis Scott, it's Travis Scoot. Be sure to speak a little louder. Yep. Then we got Lil Che back in the studio with us, and then of course the wonderful DJ Lee has finally made his return. What is up?
Guess who's back? Back again.
Now we're gonna
copyright.
We're gonna get sued dramatically now because you just started singing Eminem. What's
well,
next?
You'll get sued.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I'm good.
I mean, what's gonna happen next? Like, you're gonna start singing Kamikaze?
No, I'm gonna start humming "Smoke on the Water."
Oh God!
How Brian got
just
fired?
Don't.
No, don't. They will copyright that.
Yeah, fair point. They've been well known for copywriting a lot of things.
I'll just hum, you know.
Did you hear about Jared Dines seriously getting his video like copyrighted strike because he hummed like the first few notes of "Smoke on the Water"?
Yeah, he didn't really have the permission to do that for some reason. It's like, it's a song. Made it.
It's not even over 2 seconds long. It's just great.
So, we're going to go ahead and talk about the technology that's coming out later this year or has already been released. You got the iPhone XR, XS, and the XS Max. So, why did they just go ahead and continue the variations of the iPhone X? Like, first episode, first season, we've already talked about, like, the possible rumors, and then me and DJ Mike got immediately shut down because they were like, oh yeah, you know, iPhone XR, the 10 retro. Yeah.
Yo, I'm going to say that the website looks cooler than the phone.
Oh my Lord.
Everything moves when you scroll, and it's amazing.
Like the whole website.
Are you actually on the iPhone website?
No, I'm on the Apple website.
The website is what you want the phone to be.
Yeah, fair point. But why did they do that? We have two people in here that are iPhones, or is it three? Raise your hand if you got iPhone.
Right. Me.
Okay.
Brian's a loser.
Well, Chaney didn't raise her hand.
Yes, she did.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay. I use Samsung.
You can't see
her. Loser.
Well, of course I can't see her. Like, here's the thing about Lil Che. The reason why we call her Lil Che is because she's short, so I can't see her.
Leave me alone.
I got to look over the computer, and then you got Travis Scoot over there.
Leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
So, who wants to go ahead and give the facts about the iPhone X, the iPhone XS, the XR, and the XS Max?
Well, it has a fabulous design.
It has.
Wait, which one are we talking about?
As all iPhones do.
XR.
Okay.
Yeah.
The longest battery life in an iPhone.
Yeah, not for long.
2019 September comes around, new iPhone comes out.
It has face recognition. Unlocking.
Yo, high key though, I am very excited for the Google Pixel 3.
The Google Pixel?
Yeah, the third one, the third in the generation.
The fifth?
It's the third.
The fifth?
It is not the fifth.
I can't count, so.
Google.
Pixel. 3. How do you spell that?
Pixel.
P-I-X-E-L.
Are you sure about that?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. But so the XS Max or the SR, whatever you want to call it, still doesn't have a headphone jack.
I want to go off about this for a minute. Why did they remove the headphone jack?
Why'd they get rid of
the headphone jack?
Because, quote unquote, there was no room for it. So,
dude. Every other phone has a headphone jack, yet iPhone just wants to make you spend more money.
Well, they had to, put that huge battery in it.
It's not even just iPhone. Everybody wants you to spend money. iPhone is just one of the worst accusers.
Like, you have to get a connector for your headphones. If you lose that, you can't listen to music with regular headphones, and it's stupid.
Yeah.
That is dumb.
I mean, like, technically, you got to put it inside the charging port with some of the older models, like the S8 and the S9. It's just like, what? You're taking my battery life away because I want to use my earbuds.
Yeah, that's funny. I think only one of us own AirPods.
Over here.
rich boy.
I actually own the fake pair of AirPods, like, you know,
that's
the ones
disgusting.
That, the ones that you buy on Wish for like $2.
$10.
Two. I mean, unless you count shipping. But
which is $8.
It'd be $6.
That'll be shipping and handling included.
Oh my god.
And there are also rumors that the Moo Mac is not going to have a headphone jack.
The Moo Mac?
Yeah, their new computer.
Oh lord, yeah. They're removing the headphone jacks on the Macs. I mean, no matter what, you still can't play video games on them anyways. So what's the point of having headphones?
I can't even play
Minecraft on my Mac.
Anything
it's
related
ridiculous.
To like
it'll crash.
Anything related to like Apple and Amazon, whether it comes to like either the Mac or the Kindle Fire, there's always something stupid about it. Like, you can't even get actual YouTube on the Kindle Fire. You can't download it as an app. You have to use the in browser. Like, I mean, yeah, first world problems, but it's stupid.
There's always a negative to when it comes to tech. There's always something a little bit better.
Me.
Like the iPhone, or not the iPhone. Man, I'm already screwing this up. The Samsung S10. Now,
uh-oh, I have to look that up, too.
Now, what they're doing at this point is that if you buy the $1,000 phone, not only do you get another skin for Fortnite.
Oh, God. All right. How much is this phone?
It's around $1,000.
Oh, looks like I'm saving up.
But the best, oh my god, are you seriously getting it for the skin?
God, no.
Okay, I was about to say, like, I know you play Fortnite over there, you calm down. But not only do you get that Fortnite skin and the game accessories and all that other junk, but you get a brand of AirPods. Not even AirPods, it's Samsung's additional.
SamPods.
It doesn't just stand out,
buds.
It stands apart.
They're Galaxy Buds.
I feel like they should have done something funny there, since, like, you know, they called the wireless earbuds like AirPods. I feel like they should have Samsung should have called their wireless headphones or the earbuds. Mm-hmm. They should have called them shooting stars, you know,
shooting
just as
stars.
A joke.
It is completely redesigned to remove interruptions.
All right.
They made a mistake. They've left dry erase markers.
That's, you know, what headphones are. I mean,
I like the color purple.
But the thing about the Galaxy S10 is that the weight of it is 157 grams, which, does anyone know how to do math? I don't know what that equals.
You have
in
a
pounds.
Computer sitting right next to you. You have three monitors.
Well, I have. Well, fair point. Fair point.
How much does it weigh?
157 grams. The dimensions of it are 149 by 70.
Do you want grams into pounds or what?
Grams to pounds, yes.
Okay, grams to pounds. That is 0.346126 pounds.
All right, well, okay. So it doesn't even equal,
it's light, really light. I would not want to imagine a 1 pound phone, Brian.
The RAM that it has is 8 gigabytes. The storage that it has is actually 512 gigabytes, which is, like, ridiculous. Like, what are you going to do
That's amazing!
Like, what are you going to... Like, what are you going to do with 512 gigabytes?
Brian, we know.
Like, download...
All those nice pictures. That dual camera on the back.
Yeah. And without lighter,
triple camera
would
on
it
the
break
back.
Easily?
Wait, it has a triple camera?
I'm not sure. No, double camera. I'm sorry.
Double camera front and rear?
Yes. Wait, no.
You know, I would hate to drop that phone with how light it is.
Dude, okay, no. Real quick, I just want to say something that really grinds my gears about these phones. They have a special screen design where the screen overlaps the side of the phone, so you can have your quick app stupid
multitasking.
Stuff. Yeah, multitasking. And they don't make cases for the phones that cover the edges of the glass, so if you drop it, like, anywhere else other than the back of the case, it's broken. And you have to pay, like, $600 for a new screen, and it's dumb.
Yeah, you know what the funny thing about that is, like the difference between Samsung and iPhone? I never really did understood, and...
Understood? I never really did understood.
Understand? Hello? Autocorrect?
Oh, man. But the thing that's about Galaxy and... Did you just drop
John,
your phone?
John, are you okay over there? John.
DJ Mike's not in the studio. We're just sitting in our seats. Next thing you know, he's managing to drop things.
Yeah, John.
I am not in my seat. Actually, I'm standing. I dropped my iPhone 5C, but it's okay because it's a 5C, so it's not broken. It's all right. Don't worry. I actually threw it. I didn't drop it.
You guys ever get an OtterBox for, like, iPhone?
Yo, yes, this one's a knockoff OtterBox, actually. My first OtterBox broke.
OtterBoxes work wonders, Autobox. Man. I drop my phone 20 times a day, and my phone is untouched for the most part.
I love how no one acknowledged the fact that he was about to say Autobox.
Autobox. Flip out.
Autobox. Protect phone. Like, okay, I ruined that joke.
Yep.
You ruin every joke.
Yeah.
That's okay, Ryan.
So,
we understand.
Dumb question, because I'm not reading the specs right now. I think, doesn't the newer iPhones, like, not contain a charging port at all?
Well, what? The charging
newer
port.
Newer iPhones barely contain a headphone jack.
Yeah, they have the wireless charger. That's like that circle pod.
They have a wireless charging pad you can use, Qi charging, known as.
Well, you can charge them, but with a traditional charger.
Yeah.
Traditional.
But still.
Like a Type B or a Type C?
Type B? What do you mean Type B? Are you talking about...
Oh, wait, no, that's Android that has the Type Bs and the Type Cs. Uh-oh.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, okay, yeah. That's another thing I want to discuss. That's dumb. Why?
I mean, look, lightning cords, you can stick them in, you know, upside down, whatever. USB type.
Hold on.
B, have to stick it in, you know.
Okay. It took me a second to realize that what you just said. Upside down, what?
Okay.
No, don't worry. I figured it out.
But they're reversible, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like my iPhone charger is reversible. It has two different sides, and either side you can charge it on, and it doesn't matter.
Unlike USB Type B, you have to stick it up.
Where it has certain prongs on one side that require you to stick it in one way.
Yep.
And then, like, you got the Type C where you could just stick it in no matter what. You're the, I saw this joke... Right, where with the Type C chargers, like someone's trying to stick it inside a phone. Like, I'm gonna charge it. You can stick it in any direction, and he manages to stick it vertically, trying to push it in towards the charger. Like, that's not how that works.
Yeah,
you can't stick it in vertically. And I actually saw someone trying to do that, and it was like, no, I feel like
okay.
They
but anyways,
what are you doing to my microphone over there?
Trying to fix it to where I can stand up.
All right,
it's not working. I'll lean.
So, is there anything else that you guys would like to say about the new Samsung and the new iPhone?
iPhones are better. Samsungs are less superior. Prove me
for
wrong.
For you are weak, and I am mighty.
Every time the iPhone upgrades something, I've noticed that everything they have is better.
Everything they have is better.
Apple does it
better.
Like,
until the they camera's
phase your
better.
Gosh darn phone,
everything
you can't
they claim
Pandora.
Is better.
Wait, I totally missed like half the conversation because I heard Travis Scoot laughing over here. I heard him say something about being electrocuted to where you can't download Pandora.
No, I said like iPhones. Okay, this is something else that really grinds my gears. iPhones are like their batteries are designed to deteriorate over time.
Exactly.
Over 2 years.
Yet
most.
This phone has a longer battery life.
Yes, and they like to phase phones really fast.
Like, I heard iOS 13 coming in about a month or so, and I heard the iPhones are getting cut off, or the iPhone 6.
Do me a favor.
No,
Travis.
Excuse you. No.
Excuse you.
Look at your updates right now and tell me what update your phone's at. This is just a good example.
I currently have the iPhone 8 Plus, and I'm
He's
on...
He's currently going through his settings.
That's how you get to your upgrade list.
12.2.
I'm still stuck on 11.1. I can't download Pandora. Nothing updates anymore. Like, when I got the phone, I couldn't even download Fortnite.
Yeah, I get
Fortnite.
That. I get that.
Yeah,
they
that's
do that.
Dumb.
You know why they do that? Because your phone gets... older over time, right? And it can't handle the new software that
it gets
downloaded.
It's not only that, it's also the fact that they want to get you out to buy a new phone.
Well, not only that, but they're de-evolutionizing everything. It's like to a point to where like your phone's just sitting like, what's reality?
That's giving you
what's Tidal? Like you could be using the iPhone 3. Like I don't know what Tidal streaming services is. As he's doing the Orange Justice over there, was it Tidal made by Jay-Z or something like that?
I don't know. I can't tell you.
I pay $10.99 a month so I can be able to listen to music from Tidal. No, it's $9.99 a month. My bad, because I'm a student. That's the best part is, why are you doing jumping jacks over there?
Please go, girls.
Pumpernickel. Leave me alone.
Pumpernickel.
I'm Fortnite dancing.
Oh, Lord. So I'm DJ King. This was What's Up Warriors. I was here with Travis Scoot. Say hi.
Hi.
I'm here with Lil Che.
Hi, I'm Small.
And of course,
DJ Lee.
Welcome back. And do you guys have anything final to say before we close this out?
I love you all.
Wait.
And to all a good night.
And to all a good night, really?
Yeah, no, but I love you all. Thank you for listening.
You guys are cool, I guess. AirPods are better than anything in...
What, is this the first time?
Yes!
Come on, man. You can't do that to me.
Do what?
It's all about those wireless Dr. Dre headphones.
Nope. The beans.
Lil Che, do you have anything else to say?
Wireless headphones are dumb and should be eliminated.
All right, I'm DJ King. Thank you for tuning in. And on the next episode, we will let you guys know on how DJ Mike was doing or is doing. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you in the next.